Good evening to the Hopkins High School Advanced Orchestra. This is your friend Tim Smith, and we are here at Homestead High School, and I'm looking forward to hearing your performance and hear what you've been doing since the last time I visited you, and whether or not some of those things that we talked about have been put in place in a more secure way. And I also haven't had a chance this year to hear you play the Richard Meyer mantra, so I'm looking forward to that. So it should be fun, and as always, I'm hoping that you'll find my comments will be helpful. And I don't know if some of these pieces you're going to not play anymore and move on to some new things, or whether you're going to keep playing them, but hopefully the comments will be helpful in one way or another. Here we go on our Carol Nunez. Yeah, I think we needed diminuendo sooner. That was actually a pretty nice beginning. We had a little bit of a problem, but once we got going, the blend between the violins and violas is really nice. Good pitch. D, da, 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 da. A little bit longer on the quarter notes. Quarter notes fill up two-thirds of a beat. Right, a little longer. Really nice sound. Cello, I think I'd make sure we defer a little bit to the violas. You want to hear the viola mix inside of the cello in a little stronger way. Yeah, this maybe just a little bit la-la-ish. D, da, da, da. Make it a little more, bow changes a little more articulate. Yeah, violas, it felt a little frantic. Very nice seconds. Yeah, it got to get softer so that when we arrive at the G, we're softer. And then I think it continued to get softer. Yeah, lighten up cellos and violas. We only hear ba-da-da-dee-da-dum. Right, just lighten up so that that first entrance at 93 doesn't have that kind of bass-like sound to it. And again, we need more viola in the mix. We've got to hear the upper octave a little stronger there. Yeah, da da, not da da da. It's just isolating those dotted half notes too much. Yeah, and I think the whole thing is too heavy, maybe for mezzo forte, and just needs to be a little bit lighter. The dotted quarters in the accompaniment are being drawn a little heavy. Don't rush ahead on the accent notes. Keep them nice and steady. Yeah, I think maybe we should put a crescendo into 145 to prepare that a little bit more. Happens so sudden, all of a sudden the texture changes. So that was a little harried. Things got a little frantic there. Again, take the energy away sooner. Take the energy away sooner. It just feels so abrupt. Violas, we got to connect across. Connect across. Yeah, da ya da ya da ya da ya da ya da. Make sure you're moving your bows smoothly, so we're not isolating the groupings of three there so much. Yeah, the crescendo has to happen more at starting at 188, so that when we arrive again at 198, we're there. So and even in 194, four before 198, we should be well on our way to where we want to be. I think we need to drive into 211 more. Drive into 211. It was kind of not. It's kind of the same. The second beat, one from the end. Ya ba da da ba da di ba da da ba da 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 Right, you got to sit down on those notes. That's you know, for an orchestra this size to play that piece of music that well, that's a pretty impressive deal. I mean, obviously, I'm making comments. There's never going to be a time when I don't have things that I can share with you that I think could make it better. Yeah, it's really pretty amazing that you play so well together, especially because you hadn't played on the stage. You just kind of showed up and did it. Sometimes it's a little scary. Yeah, I think we all need to be a little more gentle on the downbeat. Listen to the first violins play the pickup and then join them in that same manner. It should be a little bit like, da-da-boo. It's just a little bit too strong. Keep it more lighter. Ya-da-dee-da. Right, the low G, even though you're leaping down to the G instead of going up to the G, it's got to feel like that G is still the result of the scale that goes up. Yeah, be careful, Chelly. Don't dig down so much on those low strings. We talked about before. It says this, da da dee ba da dum. Has to feel a little bit more relaxed about that. Yeah, we talked before about this and the other piece about putting more viola sound inside of that, right? The violas need to play stronger, and the first violin, or the first cellos, the top cellos, need to defer to the viola sound just a little bit more. Yeah, same comment as with the first violins. When you leap from the high F sharp down to the G, there's got to be a connection there. Yeah, take the energy away from the high G, celli, and violas at 31. Once you arrive there, start the diminuendo right away. I think that'd be a little more subtle. Yeah, take some time there, I think, Mr. Conway, just to set up that whole new shift to the B flat center there. You can take some time, so slow down on beat 3, beat 1 and beat 2 of 43 and 44, and then wait a little bit for the pickups as you move into the B flat chord at 45. Yeah, more crescendo the early in the bar in 64, and then when the first, second violins leap up on the third beat of 64, don't play louder, play softer, and then crescendo. Thank you. That's really, that's a lovely sound, and it's so much more in tune than it was when I was with you a couple weeks ago. Very nice. Yeah, we make sure that we're not, that we're moving with the first violin and the cellos and the violas in the second, the solo quartet. We have to move with the eighth notes in mind. We've got to hear them more. Good, yeah, everybody just needs to stay a little more calm, just a little more calm. Don't get too loud too soon. Yeah, just cellos. Just so many cellos in the orchestra. It's too strong. More second violins. More second violins. Yeah, so I think just generally the second violins, because the violas are up in their tessitura, the second violin's got to be the glue that holds this and connects the upper voices to the middle low voices there, all the way through these passages that start all the way back, really, you know, after 93, about five or six bars. Yeah, when you change your bow's directions into 113, it's got to connect, right? It can't be a gap there. Yeah, I'd let that taper a little bit more. Da da di oh do. Then the cellos play. Take a little more time. Yeah, that's really. Really lovely playing. You know, there's just a lot of beautiful stuff going on there. The orchestra sounds great. The soloist, this is really nice improvement since last time I heard you, and everything coming into place nicely. I wish that. That place before dinner, I wish that there would be more people that could be here to hear your group play, besides their colleagues who play in the intermediate orchestra. It's really quite stunning. Good. I think just a little bit more shape on the accents would be good. Just settle down. Just settle it down a little bit. Yeah, I think we're rushing ahead. Dee da 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 dee da da da. Just pushing the time just a little bit. Yeah, we're really, really pushing the time now. Yeah, we're accenting dee da dee da 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 da. You should be thinking ya bum bee do da do da. Accent the long notes, the eighth note tied over the bar, and then the quarter note. Dee 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 do da do da do da do da. Right? Not the pickup notes. La da la da. It's dee da da da. I think that we got ourselves oriented a little backwards a little bit there in terms of the stress. I think maybe that slowdown happens a little bit too soon and maybe a little bit too much, Mr. Conway. And it just all of a sudden adds kind of my more waiting. Not so much in this particular section. I think can move forward a little bit more. It does say Largo Lamentoso, but it also says 76. And we're going maybe 60, 63, something like that. And I'm slowing down sometimes. So I think in general, you go a little bit faster. One and two and three and one and two and three and just a little bit faster. Yeah, we need to hear the ascending line and the second violins and the violas more. Everybody changes pitch in their ascending line in a different place. And I think we need to make sure we're hearing each of those movements more distinctly. Yeah, don't let go of the note until you hear the first violins play the downbeat of 74. Right, we're just losing that connectivity, stopping your bows too soon to the rest on the downbeat and the second violins, violas, cellos, and basses. Yeah, I think we should fade the note into the rest a little bit more subtly before 81. The F sharp is on. You hear more of the downbeat on the cellos when this everybody else has a rest. So the downbeat of 97, 99, 101. Yeah, same thing. D, 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 da, da. Instead of D, 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 da, 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 da. Da, da, ta. Da da ta, articulate the bow changer a little bit more. Da da deep da da ta. Yeah, that's just really a nice set. It's really, really nice playing. I think it's the right music for this group, and I think in many ways this is one of the stronger groups. From Hopkins that you've had, just really, really nice. So congratulations.